Aerial view of downtown Chicago at night. The Willis Tower. The skyscrapers are lit up, and so are the neighborhoods in the distance. Title: One Starry Christmas. A commuter train passes on an elevated railway line over a downtown street. Text: Sarazen Gone Carter. A red motor scooter pulls up outside a handsome brick row house with green shutters. Text: Damon Runyon. Paul Popowatch. A woman with long blonde hair gets off the scooter and takes off her helmet. She digs in her pockets for her phone, which rang.
Hi, this is Holly. Hello, Professor Ashford. How are you? Well, I've been working nonstop on my dissertation. Prepare to be dazzled by the most alluring constellation in the sky.
The starry sky.
Orion, of course.
She smiles.
Really? Is that a hint of a more permanent teaching position? Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
She enters the row house and runs into a man.
Merry Christmas! Oh.
She falls down.
Oh, you scared me, Adam. Sorry, Professor Ashford. No, I'm fine. My boyfriend just surprised me.
He smiles.
Yes, sir, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you. I will see you Friday.
He pours a drink.
So, who's this Professor Ashford?
Only the head of the astronomy department.
Ooh, somebody's hot for teacher.
Not at all. He's like 60 and has 12 grandchildren. He looks like Santa Claus. Thank you. No, he called to confirm my dissertation and tell me some really good news.
What's that?
There is a strong possibility a permanent teaching position is going to open next semester.
He raises a glass.
To the great possibilities of the future, Dr. Holly Jensen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, close your eyes.
She closes them.
No peeking.
I'm not.
Okay, open them.
Whoa, that is a big white tree.
She walks over.
Nice.
Don't you love it? It's the most elegant one in the showroom.
Oh, you bought it off the floor, just as is?
Yeah, well, he's got time to decorate.
That's the best part.
She smiles.
You hate it?
No.
I thought since you liked white Christmases.
I do. I love white Christmases, and it is beautiful. Very thoughtful of you. And it's big. Thank you.
They kiss. She sits on couch.
So? What is all this? What's the occasion?
I have some good news.
Okay.
He sits.
Turns out that those cyber geek billionaires are finally ready to commit to some permanent legal counsel.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge.
I'm flying out to New York tomorrow to finalize the deal. Now all goes well. They're willing to relocate me to the Big Apple.
That's amazing.
Oh, come on. Where's your excitement now?
Yeah, I just, you know, the new teaching position, and I'm a finalist for the Geneva Lewis Award.
Oh, come on, Halls. You told me that was a long shot. Besides, there's going to be plenty of teaching opportunities in New York City.
How long are you gone for?
Just a week, to both our successes.
You're gone for Christmas?
About that.
You're leaving me for Christmas?
It's just a day in the calendar.
No, Monday is a day on the calendar. Christmas is Christmas. What day on the calendar has a whole soundtrack and season?
She stands.
We can celebrate when I get back.
I was looking forward to building our own traditions. You agreed. That's why I didn't go to my parents.
We can exchange gifts before I go.
Adam, it's not about the gifts. It's about, you know, the buildup, the eggnog and baking and decorating a Christmas tree.
Okay, look, maybe it wasn't a great idea, but I'm doing this for our future. I had to seize the opportunity.
Wait, you volunteered for this?
It was between me and another guy for the account. I couldn't let it slip away. I had to... You know me, I always gotta win.
She nods and frowns.
I'd fly you out, but I know even wild horses couldn't drag you on a plane.
Christmas is about being with the people you love.
I know it's not ideal. Well, maybe you could drive up.
My scooter? I just wish you'd told me earlier. I could have made other arrangements.
Some things you can't plan.
She nods.
Look, this deal, there's a lot of benefits. Like taking our relationship to the next level.
Wait.
She smiles again.
What are you saying?
Well, I mean, you know, we both said that we wanted to be secure in our careers before we took the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Van Horn Software could be that milestone.
Say the word.
Come on. You know what I mean. Why do I have to say it?
As long as you keep your promise.
I do.
They kiss.
Hey, it's a clear night. Can we stargaze? Please?
Gunnhals is freezing outside.
Come on, we can keep each other warm.
I think we're fine right here. Besides, Jeopardy's about to start.
She stops smiling and looks down. She holds her breath and looks after him. Aerial view of downtown Chicago at night. A house with a big porch and a large amount of Christmas lights. Inside, a woman quickly puts cookies on a plate. A man eats cake and watches her.
What did I do?
Nothing. Although you shouldn't be eating that cake.
Honey, it's the holidays. They don't count.
Really, Ken? You think your high cholesterol takes a Christmas vacation?
That's all the New Age gurus say. Happiness is healthiness. And this cake makes me very happy. What's wrong?
I just got off the phone with Holly, and she's spending Christmas alone.
What? Why? Where's Adam?
Adam is coming to New York. Some deal with work.
On Christmas?
Can you believe it? It goes against everything the holidays represent.
Well, why doesn't she just come home?
She has a dissertation on Friday, and you know her. She'll never fly, not even on Santa's sleigh.
Is she okay?
She pretends to be because he's hinting at an engagement ring.
Adam is smart. He's got a successful career. Seems to make Holly happy. What more could we ask for?
She hangs a wreath.
I know. And I just think she can do better, that's all.
No, sweetie, Brad Pitt's taken and George Clooney's moved on. I think maybe you need to start lowering the bar a bit.
That's not what I mean. Holly needs someone who takes her breath away.
Here we go.
You know, the world has enough mediocrity. Love shouldn't be included. You need that spark.
She reaches out and touches his arm.
Like what we have.
Honey, I delivered your mail. Thought you were cute and asked you out on a date. Where's the spark in that?
You asked Santa to deliver me a personal note asking me to be your date for the Christmas formal.
Yeah. Remember that? Remember our first dance was under the mistletoe?
He holds mistletoe above them.
I tried to kiss you and I missed.
Oh, you closed your eyes too early.
But when I did connect, fireworks.
Yeah, we knew then. Mm-hmm. You were made for each other,
mm-hmm.
Like peas and carrots.
She smiles at him. A downtown Chicago street at night. The Row House. Holly looks through a book.
Merry Christmas, Dr. Holly Jensen.
Her dissertation, titled The Cultural Significance of the Constellation Orion Throughout History. It is stamped received.
What a sad celebration.
She puts it under the Christmas tree. She flops down on a large easy chair and looks at pictures of herself and Adam.
Just one day on the calendar.
She looks at an ad for Avive Bus Lines, which advertises holiday student travel deals.
Surprise.
She fills out the online form.
Merry Christmas, Adam. I know, I am so happy to see you too.
A check mark appears next to her confirmation. She puts her hand to her mouth.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
She points to pretend ring on finger.
Adam and I are engaged.
She twirls around.
This is the best Christmas present ever. 2 days, I'm going to be with the ones I love.
She climbs over back of couch and smiles. The elevated commuter train over a Chicago street. Holly walks along the sidewalk with her red rolling suitcase. She wears a red stocking cap. She checks the bus schedule, then walks to bus and hands her ticket to the driver. She gets on the bus. It has a sign for New York City in the front window. She sits in a window seat with a pink eye mask raised over her hair. She leans her head on a folded sweater that she placed on the window. As the bus pulls out, she puts the mask over her eyes and sighs. The bus drives along a dark road. A man sits next to Holly and sleeps with his chin on his chest. He wears a cowboy hat and plaid shirt. Holly sleeps. She sits up, then flops over toward the man. She puts her head on his shoulder. He moves his head, which wakes her. She pulls away and puts up her mask.
My God, where did you come from?
He adjusts his hat.
Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I got on at the last stop.
We stopped?
Yeah, it's a bus. It's been known to do that. I'm Luke. Sorry about the space issue here.
He opens her dissertation.
Look at this. This looks important.
Oh, no.
Whoa, Dr. Holly Jensen. Wow.
It's nothing.
That must be you, huh?
I'm sure it would bore you.
Nah, don't let the hat fool you. I'm a Renaissance man.
Do all Renaissance men travel with a saddle?
Oh, Dale is family, okay? She goes with me wherever I go.
Dale.
She has seen me through more rough rides than you can shake a stick at.
Your saddle's got a name.
Darn straight she does. After the Grand Dame herself. Roy Rogers, one and only Dale Evans.
You look like you just walked out of Bonanza.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't realize doctors who drool and snore in their sleep could be so hilarious.
I didn't know.
Mothers, that one right there, she was clinging to her baby. And that guy, he was just shaking in his boots. He was like... And then the bus driver, he got up, stopped the bus. He came back here, and he was looking all over. He was like, there's got to be a wild animal in here or something. It must be in the... Oh, sure enough, it was you.
I was very tired.
Well, yeah, don't worry. We all know, Doc.
Where are you going with all this stuff anyway? Don't you get claustrophobic? I'm sure we could put it up top.
Well, like I said...
The saddle stays with you.
Dale?
Dale. Sorry. A horse gets on at the next stop.
All right, I'm headed to a rodeo, okay? The saddle is very important to get the perfect ride.
Rodeo? I'm not surprised.
You get on that bronc, and it is like a vision quest. For 8 seconds, you know what's important. You see it, and you feel it.
Wow, all that in 8 seconds.
It's like every laugh that made you cry, or every kiss that made you love. Or every Oklahoma sunset or Texas star night that took your breath away. Yeah. It's all that rolled into one.
She smiles.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was right.
So where is this rodeo?
It's in New Jersey.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You can call me Holly.
Well, Holly. I meet my brother Bull in Jersey, and then we got a few stops on the East Coast circuit lined up before we head back to Texas.
Texas? So you're the real deal.
Yes, I am. What's your story, Doc? Shouldn't a doctor be traveling in a more sophisticated mode of transportation?
Well, I just got my doctorate on Friday.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So would you reward yourself with a bus trip to see the country?
I'm going to New York to surprise my boyfriend and parents for Christmas.
No. Long distance thing?
No. He lives in Chicago, too. He's in New York on business. He's signing a new client. He's a corporate lawyer.
It's important to spend Christmas with the ones you love, right?
She nods.
Exactly.
Wow. He's a lucky fella. Y'all gonna have a great Christmas.
The bus bounces and pulls over.
Crashing?
Oh, relax, doctor. Just pulling over.
The bus door opens. The driver runs out and opens the engine area.
Come on, smile, doc. This may be an extra long break.
Everyone gets off the bus.
I don't get outside enough.
Well, this is every night on the ranch.
The look up at the starry sky.
I'm so used to looking through a telescope, I forgot how beautiful the big picture is.
You study the stars?
Yeah, that's what I got my doctorate in. Astronomy. Think my cell phone's gonna work?
Well, if I had a cell phone, I'd comment on that.
You don't?
No, ma'am.
I'm gonna try and reach Adam.
The lucky guy?
Yeah.
Right.
He walks away. She looks at her phone and stops smiling. She looks at her phone. It reads, no service, 6:10, December 22nd. She puts it back in her pocket. She puts her glove back on. Luke plays the harmonica.
I thought that might be you.
Good way to pass a little time.
Let me guess, the harmonica's family.
No, it's just small enough that it fits in my pocket. Sure is beautiful, ain't it?
Yeah. Is this your view every night?
Pretty much.
That's what I did my dissertation on. The cultural significance of the constellation Orion.
And here I thought they were just good for wishing on.
Maybe for kids.
Now, come on. You never wished upon a star.
When I was little, my mom told me that the three stars in Orion's belt were Santa's belt, and that if I gave those magic stars all of my wishes, that Santa would surely hear them. So every night, I went outside, and I would just give my wishes to Santa.
And that's why you love the stars so much?
That's how it started, yeah. And then one Christmas, we went to Chicago, because the university there has one of the biggest telescopes in North America. And on the holidays, this famous astronomer, Geneva Lewis, would open it up to the public to view the stars, specifically Orion, because it shines the brightest on Christmas. And my mom was so brokenhearted when I learned the truth.
What, the magic was gone?
Well, I stopped making the wishes, yeah.
Oh.
But I never lost my awe of the universe. And I knew then that I wanted to be the next Geneva Lewis. They created an award in her name. I'm one of 100 finalists, so I know it's a long shot, but...
Come on, you never know. Why don't you make a wish on it?
Nah, that's silly kid stuff.
It's only silly if it doesn't come true. Come on, Doc, have a little fun. Make a wish.
You first.
I'll tell you what. Let's rock, paper, scissors it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, rock, bust, scissors. Now, come on. Make a wish. Santa is waiting.
Oh, it's been a long time. Okay.
She closes her eyes.
Magic stars, grant my wish tonight. I wish to win the Geneva Lewis Award. And to get to New York fast and safe.
Hey, that's two wishes.
But there's more than one star, and I am so over that bus.
True.
Your turn.
All right.
He closes his eyes.
I wish for...
They look in the direction of the bus, then walk over. Smoke rises.
Well, that doesn't look good.
How many hours do you think we are from New York?
I don't know, maybe 6-8 hours.
She startles and jumps over to him.
It's all right. On that bus, maybe 6-8 days.
See how well that wish worked?
She pulls away.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a payphone. I'm gonna try Adam.
The old-fashioned way, huh?
More smoke rises. He walks away. She holds phone to ear. Adam wakes up and answers his cell phone from bed.
Hello?
Oh, Adam, I'm so glad you answered.
Where are you? I've been trying to call you all night. What time is it?
I think it's about 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, my reception's been a bit spotty. God, it's so good to hear your voice.
Is everything okay? You sound like a rescued castaway.
Yeah, I feel like one. No, I'm good. How are you?
I got the most amazing room.
It's such a comfortable bed.
You know, I think my gamble's starting to pay off. I'm really winning Van Horn over.
They might be this big party on Christmas Eve.
Are those gunshots?
No, it's nothing. Just... the bus just broke down again.
The bus? Honey, what's going on?
Okay, I'm about 6, maybe 8 hours outside of New York. I found a great deal online and bought a bus ticket, but the clunker just broke down.
You're taking a bus to New York?
I just really wanted to be with you for Christmas, and it was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, honey, that is such a sweet thing to do.
I really missed you, you know?
Yeah, I miss you too.
Is there any way you could come and pick me up?
Oh, I wish I could.
I got this big meeting later today. If I miss it...
I could lose the whole deal.
Yeah, okay. No, don't worry. It was silly of me to ask. But if you don't see me again, just know that I'm somewhere in Pennsylvania, maybe living with the Amish.
Now you're really scaring me.
No, I'm just kidding. But it might take me a while to get to New York.
You know, I feel really, really bad about leaving you stranded like this.
No, don't. They're fixing the bus as we speak. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Why don't you call your mom? She'll come pick you up.
I can't. It's too early.
Holly, call your mom.
Fine. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Okay. All right, you better.
You better get here safe, okay?
I love you.
He hangs up.
Hello.
She looks at the phone. He falls asleep. Luke pulls up in a pickup truck.
Your chariot awaits.
Where did you get that?
Oh, there's a stellar rental agency just around the corner, open 24 hours. I guess we are not the first bus to break down here.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, and the owner is a huge rodeo fan. I got a sweet deal. 400 horsepower, V8 engine. She's a beauty.
This is so generous of you, but, I mean, you don't need to rescue me. I'm practically a stranger.
Come on, Doc. We're going to the same place. You really want to wait on that bus?
She looks at the bus.
I didn't think so. I can't let you think that wishes don't come true, especially for someone who loves a star so much like you.
This is serendipity.
And I got your bag in the back, all ready to go. Allow me.
Let's just get to New York.
He opens the passenger side door for her and she gets in.
Okay.
Aerial view of Manhattan in the daytime. The Empire State Building. Holly's parents' house. Her mother drinks from a red mug. The father purses his lips.
You've got that worry line popping again.
Oh, I know. I haven't heard from Holly in almost 2 days.
Well, I'll alert the authorities.
Don't get smart, Ken. I know something's up.
Well, honey, if you're that worried, give the girl a call.
Then she'll think I'm meddling again.
Well, in that case, my dear, patience shall be your Christmas gift this year.
Oh, what a lousy gift.
The mother gets up to answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, hi, sweetie. How are you? Really? No, that's fine, of course. All right, see you soon. Be careful. I love you.
So?
She's coming home. She'll be here in a few hours.
There you go. All you're worrying for nothing.
Yeah. And she asked if a friend could stay for dinner.
A friend?
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
I don't think so. But who else would she be traveling with?
I don't know. But who cares? Our baby's coming home for Christmas. Hey, let's celebrate. I got a fresh pumpkin pie in the fridge.
When did you make that pie?
He runs to the fridge. Night. The truck pulls up outside her parents' house. Luke opens the door for Holly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We made it in record time, Doc.
Thanks to your superior driving skills.
They're taking forever.
Honey, why don't you just go out and greet her?
Well, then they'll know I'm spying.
Believe me, it wouldn't come as a shock.
Well, it's been a fun adventure, Doc.
Thank you for rescuing me.
It was truly my pleasure, ma'am.
Okay. Are you in a rush to get back to Jersey?
Why?
I might have told my parents you're staying for dinner.
Oh, you did now, did you? Well, I can't turn down a home-cooked meal, can I? I'm sure Bo will understand.
Her mother looks outside.
I can't see who's with her. He's very large with a hat.
Maybe it's Santa Claus.
Oh, they're coming. Act natural.
Not a problem.
Mother opens the front door. They hug.
Oh,
wow.
You brought a cowboy for Christmas.
Well, for dinner, this is Luke Shetland. Luke, this is Betsy and Ken Jensen.
Mrs. Jensen?
Oh.
Mr. Jensen.
Yeah, Luke. You as well.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Come on, sit down. Dinner's ready.
Yeah, let me get your clothes for you. Yeah.
All right, good.
Wow. Cowboy hat.
Go on, have a seat, Luke.
It's my fave.
I hope you like pasta.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
So, Luke, you're a real cowboy?
Yes, sir. I have a ranch down in Texas.
Wow. So what brings you to New York?
Wait, hang on. More importantly, how did you meet Holly?
Well, we were sitting beside each other on the bus. Luke was on his way to Jersey for a rodeo.
Oh.
A rodeo cowboy, huh?
Yes, sir.
How about that?
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, start with the rodeo.
Well, my brother Bull, he's a professional. I just dabble in a few events, mostly cow roping. Y'all know heading and heeling. Top and bottom.
You lasso?
That's right, I do that. That's my specialty, actually.
Well, what about your family?
My parents, they passed a while ago. And Bull, he's the only kid I have now. So, you know, we exchanged a gift or two at Christmas, but we really haven't celebrated a traditional Christmas since we're kids.
Oh, Luke, you poor thing.
Well, listen, that'll be different this year. You're in New York, Christmas capital.
That's true. This city does not know a blue Christmas, Luke.
Christmas is a big deal in the Jensen family.
You know what, Luke? You must be exhausted after all that driving. I can't let you get back in that truck. I'm going to make up the guest room.
Whoa, no, ma'am. I would not impose on your Christmas like that.
Why? We have plenty of room.
It's the least we can do. Trust me, traffic to Jersey is a nightmare. You rest up here tonight.
Better yet, why don't you invite Bull over? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and we can have a nice big family dinner.
Yeah, it's about time the two of you celebrated Christmas properly.
Mm-hmm.
Touching my heart here. You got a telephone?
Follow this hall down to the kitchen, and you can't miss it.
All right. You're cool with this?
Yeah.
All right.
He gets up.
This is so nice. Thank you.
He leaves.
Luke is not a charity case. He's the one who helped me.
All the more reason to invite him, sweetheart. And besides, everyone deserves a nice Christmas.
Yeah, the more the merrier, Halls.
Oh, Adam's here.
Oh, this should be interesting.
She goes to the door.
Surprise!
You told me you were coming.
I know, it's a joke. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you too.
They hug.
Hey, when did your parents get the truck?
Okay, let me take your coat.
Adam trips over the saddle in the hallway.
Hey, Betsy, how are you?
Better now that Holly's home for Christmas.
Adam, nice to see you.
Can I make you a plate?
Oh, no, thanks, I already ate. I thought the bus broke down. How'd you get here so fast?
We are all set for tomorrow. Bull said he wouldn't miss it for the world, ma'am. Can't turn down a home-cooked meal.
Who's this guy?
Luke, this is Adam. Adam, this is Luke. We were seatmates on the bus. He's here for a rodeo.
Ah, the big corporate lawyer, huh?
And boyfriend.
Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, real live cowboy. Wow. I thought that wayward profession died with the buffalo.
Well, we may be a dying breed, but we are not extinct, sir.
Everyone sits.
Sure you don't want to eat?
No, thank you.
How was work?
Adam grabs wine.
Wonderful. Drew up the contracts today. Now I'm just waiting on signatures.
So exciting.
Who are they?
Van Horn Software.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-million dollar company.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I must have made a good impression. They invited me to their big Christmas soiree tomorrow night.
On Christmas Eve?
But yeah, the owner, he loves Christmas. He spares no expense. They fly the wine in from Champagne. I'm referring to the region.
Yeah, in France, right? I'm familiar.
So what do you say, Halls?
little Christmas party after maybe a romantic dinner at, say, I don't know, Delmonico's?
No need. None of those fancy-pantsy places have anything on the Jensen kitchen.
It's a Jensen family tradition.
Right. I wouldn't want to break tradition.
And tomorrow, can we do a little last-minute Christmas shopping before dinner?
Oh, Halls, I'd love to, but I can't. I've got contracts, I've got meetings. I promise you, though, I will be here for dinner.
Anybody else up for last-minute Christmas shopping?
Ball game's on, sweetie.
And I'm going to be cooking, sweetheart, but why don't you take Luke and show him all the sights?
I don't know, ma'am.
City's so crowded, you're probably not going to see anything.
Polly laughs.
Don't be silly. There's plenty to see in New York. I mean, well, it's up to you, but it would be an adventure.
Halls, you're taking the man away from his cowboy rodeoing duties. I mean, you're for a rodeo, right? Not a vacation.
Absolutely. But you know what, Adam? It's not every day you get to see the Christmas capital of the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. More wine, anyone?
Polly sits in childhood bedroom under a mobile of the planets.
I am so happy you're home.
Me too. Mom, do you think it was wrong of me not to go with Adam?
Oh, no. He's probably too busy trying to figure out which pocket square to wear to impress his new clients.
Okay, easy on him. This is a big deal to him.
How lucky for you that Luke was on that bus. I mean, what are the odds?
Don't even start.
He's a very interesting person.
Why don't you like Adam?
Oh, it's not that I don't like Adam. I just don't like him for you.
He's a good guy.
Who was willing to leave you alone at Christmas.
Okay, technically, there's still another day till Christmas. And I'm home with you. And Dad has a new best friend in Luke. You both should be thanking Adam.
Holly, I love you, but you are so busy looking up, you're missing what's right in front of you.
Holly stands up and sits on bed next to Mother.
How long did you know Dad before you knew he was your soulmate?
Oh, in a New York minute.
No, come on.
No, really. I believe everyone is born with an instinct to recognize their soulmates instantly. Unfortunately, not everyone has the courage to act on it.
Holly looks away.
Maybe that's why they call it magic. Good night, my darling. Good night, Mom.
Mother kisses Holly's head and leaves. Holly watches her. Outside the home, a freestanding wooden loveseat swing. Holly comes out the back door, dressed in coat and mittens. She carries a blanket. She pulls up her hood and sits on the swing. She looks up at the sky. She puts the blanket over her lap.
Mom?
No, it's just me.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Luke comes outside.
You caught me in my sanctuary. Sit.
He sits next to her.
You want that?
Oh, thank you, man.
She gives him part of the blanket.
Now tell me, is this where you gave Santa your wishes?
You still have a wish to make.
True. I gotta think of something real special.
Well, remember you can have more than one. There's a lot of stars in the sky.
Yeah. Is Adam love the stars like you? Y'all have date nights at the planetarium?
Not exactly. God, I went to this party once and he introduced me as an astrologer. So I had people coming up to me all night asking me for their horoscopes. It's just ridiculous.
All hat, no cattle.
She looks at him.
Hey, where is this Orion you wrote about?
She points.
It's right there. See it? Just to the left a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There. Just follow your finger, okay?
She takes his hand and points it toward the star.
Right there. See those three dots? That's Orion. Right there.
Oh, come on now. You mean Wild Bill?
Wild Bill? I haven't heard that one.
Well, today's your lucky day, Doc.
You're with a bona fide expert on the legend of Wild Bill.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Now, Wild Bill, he had his true love, Josephine. They were inseparable, right? Soulmate types. And he was going to propose to her on Christmas because it was her favorite time of year.
That's romantic.
Well, not really. You see, some cattle broke loose. And since Wild Bill was the best cowboy in all of Texas, he had to bring them home before they froze. Hero's duty, right? Now, Josephine did not want him to go. But Wild Bill, he promised her, he said, I will be back on Christmas Eve to give you a kiss.
Okay, so did he make it back in time?
Well, on his way back, this huge snowstorm kicked up, right? Just blocked his way. No way that's gonna stop Wild Bill, right? So what he did was he pulled out his lasso, he whipped it as hard as he could, and he created this tornado to ride home on, right? But he was too strong, and the tornado was too big, and it just poof, shot him clear up in the sky, where he still is today.
Did he make it back to Josephine?
No, I guess not.
That's really sad.
So how did your Orion end up in the sky?
Zeus threw him up there after he was killed by a scorpion.
Oh, yeah, that is a much happier ending.
I guess you need a tragic life to earn a constellation.
No, you know what? I think you just buy him on the internet now.
Equally tragic.
True. Hey, how about this? Let's just agree that's the North Pole, and Santa's up there granting everybody their wish.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
They look into each other's eyes.
I think I better go inside. We have a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
You stay out here. Make that wish.
Good night, Miss Hall.
Good night.
She goes inside. He watches her. He crosses his legs, adjusts his cowboy hat, and looks up in the sky.
Not Wild Bill.
The constellation. The house exterior, next day. Inside, Luke and parents at table. Holly comes in.
Summer of 2013.
Good morning.
Morning. Holly? Would you like some coffee, sweetie? No, I think I'm okay. You clean up well, cowboy.
Yeah, it's amazing what a good night's rest can do.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you all ready to go, Miss Holly?
You know what? I forgot something upstairs. I will be right back.
She runs out.
Give me time to finish my breakfast.
You got a great day out there. Mm.
In her room, Holly frantically throws clothes out of her suitcase. She pauses to hold some items up to herself in front of the mirror. She puts on makeup.
So, Luke, anything in particular you wanted to see today?
I'm up for anything. I'm just real excited to see the city, you know?
Well, he's a cowboy, Betts. You should go horseback riding in Central Park.
Oh.
Come on now. They have that?
Yeah, for 150 years. It's one of the reasons they built the park in the first place. Yeah, I mean, recreational jogging wasn't exactly a big deal back in the 1860s, you know, so.
Holly runs in.
Okay.
Did you get changed, honey?
Yeah, there was a stain on my sweater.
You put lipstick on?
I lost my chapstick. You ready to go?
You lead the way, Doc.
They leave.
Thank you, Dad.
She takes his toast.
She took my toast.
The Manhattan skyline. Radio City Music Hall with ornaments outside.
No wonder Christmas is such a big deal for your family. It'd have to be growing up in this city.
Yeah, holiday enthusiasm is pretty contagious here.
Yeah. Every lobby has a huge Christmas tree. I mean, this one block alone has more trees than my whole hometown.
And none of them compare to Rockefeller Center.
Well, that's the granddaddy of them all, right?
Yep.
Yeah, my mama, she loved that one. She'd get on these little candy cane Christmas earrings, get her hot cup of cocoa, sit down in front of the TV and watch them light it up every year.
Well, it's a Christmas miracle.
Well, I guess it'd have to be transporting a massive tree like that in all this traffic.
No, really, it is. When it was built in 1931, the workmen were so grateful to have jobs. They put up a spruce tree and decorated it with cranberries and tin cans, and then on the 24th, they all gathered around the tree to receive a miracle. Paychecks.
I guess for folks in the Depression era, that would be a miracle.
Exactly. And then 2 years later, the official Rockefeller tree went up.
That is inspiring.
Yeah, it helps people remember anything's possible at Christmas.
Yes, it does.
They look at each other.
So what do you want to see first?
Well, your daddy mentioned horseback riding in Central Park. How about we start there?
Okay, I have a confession. I've never ridden a horse before, and it scares me. A lot.
I understand. I felt exactly the same way. Of course, when I was much younger, a little more wet in the nose. My daddy, he sat me down, he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, son, courage is being scared to death and then saddling up anyway.
Well, with that speech, I can't wimp out.
Nope, you can't.
You are a good cowboy, but if I get kicked by a horse...
Oh, you won't. Don't worry, just don't get in their blind spot. Don't worry, you're with a cowboy. Come on.
A sign reads Central Stables, horseback riding.
Oh, she's a beauty.
A man leads a horse to them.
What is it you're doing there?
I'm making proper introductions. Give it a try.
She pets horse's nose.
Oh, look at that. She likes you. Oh, hey. There is nothing like exploring a new country on a new horse. Come on, mount up.
Well, don't get too excited. It's a 6-mile path around
okay.
A reservoir.
Hold on. You're going to put your left leg in the stirrup? I'm just going to give you a hand up here. And
you got it.
She sits on the horse.
All right. And remember, okay. Back straight, keep your hands still, toes up, and always look in the direction you want to go.
That's it?
That's pretty much it.
He gets on another horse.
Horses are very intuitive. They will handle the rest. Just watch. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The ride off into the park.
Come on.
You always know you wanted to be a cowboy?
Well, more like it was my destiny.
Oh, you believe in destiny?
Yes, ma'am, I do. But I do believe we get to choose the path that we follow. Want to know a little secret?
Sure.
The most spectacular sights are not on the path most taken.
Right, I'll remember that.
Oh, yeah? Follow me. So, Miss Holly, what'd you ask Santa for Christmas for?
Oh, I'm just happy to be in New York so I can spend Christmas with...
The ones you love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I'm just happy I get to see Bull. Ever since his popularity has grown on the circuit, I don't get to see him much. He's always on the road.
They dismount.
So you take care of the ranch on your own?
Yeah, it's a full-time thing. You know, but I got the best job in the world. I get to practice for the circuit, and it's a win-win. I get to practice my art.
Your art?
Yes, ma'am. Some say riding's just a skill, but believe me, it's all art.
So if you're an artist, you have a muse?
Is that your way of asking me if I have a girlfriend?
No, I'm just wondering what your inspiration is.
Oh, so you aren't curious?
Well, maybe a little.
Well, sadly, no. Does Adam inspire you to write about the stars?
Well, I write scientific essays that are definitely not art.
I don't know about that. I thought your dissertation was quite a page-turner. I didn't realize that the Egyptians built the pyramids to match Orion's belt. That is fascinating stuff.
You read my dissertation?
I got through most of the whole thing. You're going to have some lucky students one day, Doc. Maybe I can sit in on one of your lectures.
Well, you have an open invitation.
Well, I will hold you to that. Shall we get out of here?
Yeah, all right.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
The horses ate from a trough.
There you go. Oh, I got caught up on you there. Sorry, mister.
They rearrange the reins.
Okay.
She puts a foot in the stirrup and attempts to get up.
You okay? You remember how to do it?
Ooh. All right.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Come on.
They ride away.
Got a good job. Let's go. Yeah.
They return to the stable.
Whoa.
Whoa. Good ride?
Great ride. I can't believe it took me so long to get on a horse.
Well, what's next?
They dismount.
How about skating?
Well, I don't know. I'm not much of a skater. I'm what you call clumsy.
You can't have Christmas in New York without some skating. Come on, cowboy. Get back on the saddle.
I knew I'd regret telling you that. All right, there's only one way to handle this.
Oh, man.
Rock, paper, scissors.
1, 2, 3, go.
She wins.
I won, finally.
Fine, but if I end up in the hospital, it's all your fault.
Oh, come on, it's Christmas. Anything's possible.
Yeah, I think we may be reaching on this one.
Y'all set?
Wow, these are tight.
It can't be too much tighter than those boots you're wearing.
Well, why'd I get the feel I'm gonna look like Bambi on ice?
Come on. I gotcha. Ready?
Yeah. Whoa.
You got it. We're just gonna glide.
All right, I can glide, no problem.
Whoa.
Watch this.
You got it?
Whoa, how do I stop?
Whoa, okay.
He falls.
You okay?
Yeah, I've been better.
He lies on the ice.
You think they'll just let me crawl to the exit?
No way, you are gonna skate. Come on.
I just don't think razor sharp pieces of metal on the bottom of my feet are for me.
Well, you gotta give it more than 10 seconds.
All right.
Come on.
She helps him up.
Okay. Now just hang on to me.
All right, the last time you said that, I crashed.
Yeah, but that's because you let go.
Sure.
You can't let go of me.
Okay, I won't let go.
Okay. Just follow my rhythm, all right? There, you got it.
They skate. Children skate around them.
There you go.
Man, not as clumsy as I thought.
Miracles really do happen.
Yeah, that is true. This whole adventure has been a miracle. I never thought a bus trip would lead me to ice skating in New York City.
The hold hands.
There we go. Now we're having fun.
He falls again. He pulls her down. She lands on top of him.
Okay. I think that is proof I'm not meant for the Winter Games, okay?
Maybe we should take a break.
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
She gets up. He gets up.
Ooh. I was gonna leave a mark.
Hey, you're supposed to be tough, cowboy.
I don't see any tears, dude. Just gonna walk it off. Fine, no problem, huh?
She checks her phone.
Just one thing. Professor Hashford. Yeah? Really?
She skates and talks.
What an honor. I understand, yes. No, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay, yeah, bye.
She hunches up. He looks inquisitive.
What's going on?
That was Professor Hausford. You know that award I was telling you about?
Yeah.
I won. Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
I won.
That's two wishes that have come true now.
And the best part is they were so happy they offered me an additional grant to start my own program at the university.
He lifts her up.
You totally deserve it, Doc. You see what happens when your heart captures a dream? It just keeps getting better. There's no stopping it.
I'm starting to learn that.
You know, I support anyone following their heart.
Wow. Do you want to keep skating?
Well, I think I'll give it another try. Sure.
Come on.
He puts his gloves back on. They skate.
Okay, now you have to catch me.
I'll give you a head start.
The parents' house at night. The parents cook.
Nobody's here.
Relax, Bets. It's still early. Hey, there you are.
He goes to answer the door. A man is there. He holds flowers and wears a cowboy hat.
You must be Bull.
Howdy.
Howdy yourself.
Nice
welcome,
to meet you,
welcome.
Sir.
I'm Ken.
Ken, these are not for you, Ken.
Oh, well, thank you anyway. Can I grab your coat for you there,
yeah,
Bull?
Yeah, it's a bit colder than Texas.
Yeah, well, welcome to New York. There we go.
Thank you.
Hey, Betts! Bull's here. Right this way, Bull. Oh, he brought flowers. Right through here, Bull.
Thank you.
Well, this is my wife, Betsy. Betsy.
Bull? It's a pleasure, ma'am.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet
these
you.
These flowers are for you.
Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you. Listen, let's go have a seat. The kids will be here any minute.
Go. Bring the snickerdoodles in with us. You ever had a snickerdoodle, Bull?
No, sir.
They go to living room.
Have a seat, Bull.
Thank you. Well, I can't believe it. I've got two cowboys in my house for dinner.
We certainly appreciate your hospitality.
Well, if you let him, Ken will talk your ear off about his dreams of being a cowboy.
That's true, Bull. My hero has always been John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. And if Holly was a boy, she would have been named John Wayne Jensen. Mm-hmm.
That or Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, thank God she was a girl.
My dad was the same way. Named me Marion. Wow. He was a purist. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Marion Robert Morrison is John Wayne's given name. Up until he changed it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Betsy answers door.
I can watch the Duke. Oh, she's a lovely.
It's Adam.
Oh, hello, Adam.
Merry Christmas, Betsy.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right.
It's perfect weather for the holidays.
It is. A mild winter so far.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
He hands her a gift basket. They hug.
Oh, it's too many good, John.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Oh, this is Bull, Luke's brother. Nice Bull, Adam.
Nice to meet you. So I guess everyone in the family's cowboy, huh?
Kind of hard not to be with a girl up on a ranch. Hmm.
Where's Holly?
Ah, well.
Here. Just in time.
Hey.
Oh, Bull, you made it.
Sorry.
Little brother. I hope you don't mind took a cab.
I'm just happy we get to spend Christmas together. And Betsy here, she's cooking us a feast.
I am the official legal counsel for Van Horn Software.
Yes, that's so great. Oh.
Excuse me, Holly. I'd just like to introduce you to my big brother, Bull.
Yes, of course. Hi, Bull.
Holly, nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
You too.
Heard lots about you.
So, official legal counsel, huh?
Mostly it's just paperwork, research, and contracts.
Wow. Sounds thrilling, huh?
Yeah, I'd say six figures is pretty thrilling. What's the farm paying these days?
Hey, everyone. Let's go have a seat and have a nice dinner.
Great idea. This way, everybody. After you, fellas.
They all go to the dining room.
Oh, ho, ho, Bets. You have outdone yourself again, my girl.
Oh.
There's one good-looking bird.
Thanks, honey.
Nice. So, Luke.
Yes, ma'am.
How was your day in the city?
I taught Holly how to ride a horse, and she taught me how to ice skate.
Whoa.
Horseback riding in the city, huh? Really? That's...
Well, you know, New York's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a good teacher, Miss Holly. That boy would trip over a blade of grass.
Don't listen to him, okay? Bull likes to tell stories.
He took a few spills.
So, Holly, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I just got my doctorate in astronomy.
Come on, that's not all. Tell them.
Okay. So I found out today that I am the recipient of the Geneva Lewis Award.
Hey!
Adam hugs her.
They don't make the official announcement until January, but Professor Hauschford couldn't keep a secret.
So. Congratulations, honey.
And they're going to give me a grant to start my own program.
That's great. What are you going to do with the money?
I think I'm going to open the observatory up to the public for the holidays so future astronomers can view Orion like I did.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's an honor to know an expert in the stars.
They toast.
Yeah, and get this, too. Her favorite constellation is the stars that make up Wild Bill.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that tragic story.
Mm-hmm. Tragic? That's one of the greatest love stories to ever come out of Texas.
Oh, isn't it the one where Wild Bill creates a tornado to be with Josephine and he doesn't make it? Isn't that?
That's the one.
My little brother can throw a rope or two, but he cannot tell a story to save his life. He always forgets the good parts.
Well, we all have our talents, Bull, right?
What is the story?
Ken, do you have a guitar?
Yeah. I can't play more than a couple of chords on the darn thing, but I got one.
May I?
Well, yeah. Hang on one second. It's around here somewhere.
All right.
Oh, this is an unexpected treat.
Wait till you see this.
There you go, Bull.
Thank you. Hey, little brother, do a little backup.
What a brother's for?
Bull puts on the guitar. He takes the pick out of his pocket, then tunes it.
Wild Bill was a wild one, and he loved pretty young filly named Josephine. But one night in a snowstorm, Bill didn't come home. That was the last time that he would be seen.
Holly smiles.
Bill used to sing her sweet love songs at Christmas. They walked hand in hand through the fields.
Adam ignores Bill.
And one time he picked her a dozen camellias. Said, I love you forever, my sweet Josephine. Camellias for Christmas. Stars up in the sky.
Holly sways in her chair.
She waited there night after night, praying someday she might see him again.
Luke plays harmonica.
Year after year, tear after tear, I just couldn't give up on Bill.
Parents dance.
But her father was certain that he'd never come back. Demanded she marry some boy named Badger. Camellias for Christmas.
It's pretty good.
She cried more tears than stars up in the sky.
Holly watches Luke play harmonica.
She waited there night after night. And someday she might see him again. And that's when it happened. She heard his horse whinny. She heard his sweet love song again. Camellias started falling clean out of the blue sky. And there before her green eyes, Bill's
test. Adam shifts in his seat.
Christmas. Bill rode that old horse straight down a lightning bolt.
Holly laughs and watches Bull.
He told her that he'd come home. As he swept her up into his arms, rode off to the stars. While Bill was a wild one, and he loved a pretty young filly named Josephine.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Soulmates.
You know, a love like that don't come around too often.
They rode off into the stars.
Yeah. And that is why camellias bloom in the winter in Texas, to remind everybody that love conquers all.
See, that is a beautiful love story.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's a good story, all right. That's a good story. What is that, science fiction? Fantasy. Definitely fantasy.
Come on now, Adam. It's just a couple stories that us cowboys make up to pass time on the trails, all.
I should use it in one of my classes. Mm-hmm. Bull's sure. Version, of course.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I am so happy that you came to New York, Holly. This is the best Christmas gift I could ever get.
Me too.
I cannot wait to show you off tonight. I'm so proud of you.
He kisses her cheek.
Oh, right, the Christmas soiree.
Yes, speaking of which, Betsy and Ken, why don't you join us?
Oh,
we have guests.
Luke and I have lots we need to do before the rodeo, and we don't want to impose on your Christmas plans, ma'am.
Yeah, they don't want to impose. Come on, Jensens. I'll have you back before curfew. What do you say?
Oh, sure, okay, yeah. But as long as the cowboys show me how to lasso before you go. Huh?
All right, let's do it right now. Get this man a rope. Let's
all go. Right, here
hang
we go.
Hang on. Let's finish dinner first, please.
Sorry, man.
Mm-hmm. We should eat. Yeah.
They all eat.
That's all I could find, fellas. That do?
No, okay. That's not a rope.
1 second, sir.
Just all I had lying around. Wow, look at that, huh?
Now that's a rope.
You betcha. That's a honey, huh?
Luke hands him rope.
Yeah, it's all in the wrist.
You better believe it.
Luke would know he's an expert with one of those.
Honey, don't bother getting your father a Christmas present.
You need to have the rope proper.
Look at there that, you would you? Okay, let's get on that horse.
All right.
They go out.
You lovely ladies should go freshen up. Oh. Wishes can wait.
Okay. What is the dress code?
Well, the CEO, he usually wears a hoodie, but I'm guessing tonight's going to be business casual.
Okay.
I got a feeling it's going to be a very special night.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Take it easy. Nice and slow.
What happened? Hustle
into the couch. Boom. Yeah. You want to grab the door?
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Right. Oh, it's like
take
an
it
idiot.
Easy, take it easy.
I got you. I got you.
What happened?
Oh, I just threw my back out on my first try.
He just swung a little too hard is all, man.
No, yeah, but I hit the target, didn't I?
That reindeer didn't stand a chance, sir. Yeah.
You want me to call an ambulance?
Oh, no, honey. Just grab me a heating pad and some ibuprofen. I'll be fine.
I'm on it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Ken lies on couch. Holly brings pills.
Oh, thank you. So, Adam, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to go tonight.
What? No, honey, let's go. Go. It's important to him.
Are you sure you're going to be okay, Ken?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you can't even move. I can't leave you alone.
Sweetie, I just need 30 minutes rest. I'll be right as rain, I promise.
I don't think we can go.
Hollis, I have to go. They'd be really insulted if I didn't.
No, look, y'all go. I can take care of Ken. I'm partly to blame anyway. He was wearing my hat.
Oh. Are you kidding me, Bull? He made an old man's dreams come true.
Well, I don't want to be a third wheel. Luke, want to be my date?
Technically, Luke should actually stay with Ken. He's the expert in less suing.
I would be honored to be your date, Mrs. Jensen.
Thank you, Luke. All right.
We won't be late, Daddy.
All right. Mm-hmm. You have fun, huh?
Don't move.
I'll take care of it.
Take care of my girl.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Bull. Yeah. Just a couple of those.
Exterior of a stone building. Holly wears a short red dress with ruffled skirt.
I mean, really? Did he have to wear the hat?
People are going to think it's a joke.
Wow.
Luke and Betsy.
What do you think, Betsy?
Wow, this is a gorgeous party, Adam.
See, I told you, landing this account comes with a lot of perks. Like living on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Here he is. Okay, here comes the CEO. Multi-millionaire by 25. He's a brilliant guy. Mark.
Hey, Adam. Glad you can make it.
I almost didn't recognize you with the blazer.
Yeah, I know. My event planner made me wear it.
Mark Sterling, this is my girlfriend, Holly.
Hi. Good to be here.
Nice to meet you.
It's your mother, Betsy.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Mark.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's Luke. Don't worry about him. He's from Texas. It's not a costume.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, hey, yeah, I love Christmas. The more the merrier. And you brought a cowboy. That's great. You know, I get so bored of all these Upper East Side types. It's nice to have some real folks in the house.
I know.
Seems like people are having a good time.
Yeah.
Women look at Luke.
Your hat seems to be attracting some fans, Mr. Cowboy.
Howdy.
Where's your date, Mark?
What? My, no.
Why don't you go talk to him?
All the money in the world can't buy me that kind of confidence. I think years as a computer nerd stunted my flirting skills.
How about you ask him to dance?
Junior year, I spent prom night in the hospital after I fractured Jennifer Bryant's big toe attempting the waltz.
Oh, no.
No, dancing is not my strong suit.
Well, what about line dancing? That's what we do in Texas. You don't have to worry about stepping on anybody's toes, right?
Yeah, well, this is New York. Nobody line dances in New York.
Hey, I don't know.
Well, it might be fun. Maybe break the ice.
Yeah.
You might have to change the music.
That won't be a problem. The DJ will play whatever I want. Think you can get the girls to line dance, Cowboy?
Well, I don't know, Mark. All we can do is ask, right?
Yeah. Come on, what's the worst that can happen? If they say no, I can have security escort them out.
Kidding.
jokes. Come on, Cowboy.
Howdy, ladies.
Hello.
Have y'all heard of line dance?
You're not gonna pull it off.
Doubtful. It's not that charming.
It's real easy to do. Would you like to learn how to line dance?
Oh, you want to bet? Right? Oh, they're coming this way.
All right, follow me, ladies. Just keep it loose and light, all right? Keep your ankles nice and bouncy. Keep your hands in your holsters. I'll walk you through it, and then we'll go right from the top with the music, all right? I'll count you in. 5, 6, 7, 8. Heels out.
They copy Luke.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Backward. Stomp, stomp, smack, smack, smack. To the right. And back. Circle around. Cowboy walk. 2, 3, 4. Side, smack, forward, back, and finish.
Come on.
All right, let's get the party started.
Woo! Oh, this New Yorker line dancing.
All right. Oh, Betsy's in.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a drink.
Come on.
Yeah, you go dance. You go.
You sure?
Yeah, go dance.
You sure?
Yeah, go dance.
Okay.
Adam leaves. A group of people dance with Luke in the center.
All right.
Sally joins them. They tap their heels on the ground twice. They step forward and back, then twirl.
You got it. That's right.
Holly dances next to Luke. They slap their heels with their hands. They march to the right and clap, then twirl. The dance ends. Holly smiles and laughs. She joins hands with Betsy.
May I have this dance?
Yes, I'd love that.
She twirls into his arms. Adam watches them.
Wow, you look beautiful.
Thank you, cowboy. I certainly know how to liven up a party.
Well, you know, all I need to do is loosen up a little. Like that.
He spins her.
Where's Adam?
Oh, he went to go get a drink.
Adam watches them.
I really want to thank you. This has truly been the best Christmas of my life.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy I got on that bus.
Yeah, me too. Hey, maybe one day you can come visit me in Texas. See my view of the stars from the ranch.
I'd like that.
You need a hat, though.
He puts his hat on her head.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Do a little spin around.
Like a little cowgirl.
Adam leaves. Holly twirls for Luke. Adam on loudspeaker.
Excuse me, can I have your attention, everybody? Sorry for the interruption, everybody. I just, I want to say a few things before the choreography starts again. First off, Mark Sterling. Where are you, Mark? Mark, you have been so nice to me this entire week. I am honored to be your legal counsel. And my girlfriend, Holly, you have been so incredibly supportive. She actually took a bus from Chicago to surprise me for Christmas because I had to be here in New York. It was the nicest surprise that I could have ever gotten. That's love, right? I mean, how do I compete with that? We've been together now for 3 years. And we always said that when we were secure in our careers, that we would take that next step.
He hands the microphone away.
Well, I don't have a ring yet. But Holly Jensen.
He kneels in front of her.
Will you marry me?
Are you really asking me?
Why not? Come on, answer the question, Holly. You're embarrassing me.
Yes.
He hugs her.
Congratulations, baby. Adam, welcome to the family.
Oh, sorry, Ken couldn't be here.
Oh, me too. He would have been thrilled.
Luke walks away. He looks over his shoulder at Holly. His face is blank.
You want to dance? Snow is falling,
lightning on the ground. Luke leaves the room. People smiling. Love is all around. She dances with Adam. There's a feeling in the air. She looks at Luke. A car pulls up outside the parents' house.
You know, most freshly engaged girls would be beaming right now.
I'm just tired.
Really?
Adam, you didn't even have a ring.
Maybe if I was wearing a cowboy hat, you'd be more excited.
This has nothing to do with Luke.
Well, you think I don't notice how you looked at him? Honestly, Holly, I don't know what happened on the bus, but you're different.
What about you? Before, you wouldn't even utter the words engagement, and then you're proposing to me in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, I told you, winning this account, it'd be a milestone.
You had this planned?
No, I didn't have this planned, Holly. I figured I was going to ask you sooner or later, so I figured, you know what, I'll ask you sooner. The timing was right.
She looks away.
Adam, I mean, do you really believe that I'm your soulmate?
But you know, why do you gotta get all metaphysical about our relationship?
Why did you ask me to marry you? Because I really hope that it wasn't to win some perceived contest.
No, because it's time. We've been dating for a long time. We're both at the right age. It's the logical next step.
Because logic and longevity are the foundation of any great romance.
Hey, you know what? You made me promise, and I did. Why did you say yes?
Because I was confused. I thought I had to.
Oh, what do you want, a ring? Do you want a ring? I will buy you the biggest diamond in the city.
No, Adam, I want love. Not the comfortable, safe kind. I want extraordinary, passionate, everything is in sync love, where their touch electrifies your soul. When what you want most in the world is to make them happy.
What? I can do that. I can do that.
I don't think you can. Not for me, anyway.
Because I want to live in New York? Oh, come on, Holly. You know, your award, that is a real honor. You can teach anywhere.
Adam, I don't think you understand how important this is to me. Geneva Lewis influenced my entire career. To be honored at the very university where she taught is like her spirit is passing the torch. I can't come back to New York. That's like settling.
Oh, come on. Chicago is settling. New York is possibilities.
Adam, we tried. And for a while, it was really good. We got comfortable, and our relationship was convenient, and we fooled ourselves into thinking that we were happy, but we've got to be honest. You know?
You don't love me.
She shakes her head.
I know it seems crazy, but until life gives you something right, you don't see clearly how wrong you've been. You know?
You know, we can't go back from here. Once you decline a proposal, it's over.
I know.
She nods.
I just think if we stay together, we're gonna be holding each other back. And we're gonna end up hating each other. And I can't do that.
Wouldn't you realize it's all somewhere between Chicago and New York, huh?
She stares at him, then shakes her head.
Some things you just can't plan.
He walks away.
Adam. I'm sorry, Adam.
He gets in the car. He drives away. The father at the table. He eats pie.
Well, where's Adam? What's wrong?
It's over.
With Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey. Come on in. Come on. Come sit down. I'll get you a fork. Come on, baby.
She takes off her coat and sits down.
There we go. There you are. Now, what happened?
I don't know. You just... You think you have it all figured out, you know, on paper. Adam was the one.
Only he's not.
My whole life, all I ever wanted was what you and Mom have. You know, I'd watch you just holding hands, laughing. Even when you were in different rooms or different states, you were together, you know, in your heart. It's not just a fairy tale, is it?
Not if it's true.
I'm starting to get that. If it's not real love, then not real.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just a story we make up to make ourselves feel better about what we don't have.
She takes a bite of pie and nods.
You know, sweetie, when your mom was pregnant with you, I was sure we were having a boy. I was going to do everything with that kid. I'd teach him how to throw a football, watch old westerns. I had it all planned out, but sometimes life doesn't work out the way you think it's going. Sometimes it's better.
She smiles a little.
Now, you take your stars, for instance. They're all around us, but some people never see them. They never look up. They just take them for granted. But not you. You see pictures, Holly. You see meaning in life.
I mean, they're right in front of us. I don't know how you miss them.
So, what's in front of you right now?
She smiles a little and nods.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, honey.
Maybe tomorrow we can watch a Western.
Hey. You're on, partner.
I think I better call it a night.
Okay, good idea.
I love you.
I love you, baby. Sleep well, okay? Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
She goes upstairs. He slides the pie plate back to his place at the table. Luke and Bull outside the rodeo.
Everything look good?
Yeah, almost.
Gate sticking?
Nope.
Bronc tough enough?
Yep.
What's wrong with you, then?
You're still here with me.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly you don't like my company, huh?
You know where you need to be.
She's engaged. Okay, there's no reason for me to tell her how I feel now.
Sometimes you're stubborn as an old mare and as blind as one, too.
I'm not blind, all right? It's pretty obvious to me.
When you met Holly on the bus, what was your first thought?
That everything changed.
Maybe, kind of change. Make a man's heart race, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Luke, you fool. You found your soulmate.
She doesn't love me, all right? She loves someone else.
Do you know the story, little brother? Love like this doesn't come around that often.
Oh, what? You speaking for Wild Bill now? You gonna sing me a little love song?
I am speaking for me. Luke, sometimes you gotta grab the bull by the horns. You gotta look fear in the eye. You gotta tell Holly how you feel. Let her decide what she wants.
What do you want me to do?
What your heart's been screaming at you to do. Cowboy up and go after her. She's your Josephine.
This is crazy, okay? She'll think I'm crazy. We just met. This is...
It's nuts. Love don't happen by accident.
Oh, yeah? Well, a love like this, this written here, it doesn't happen that fast neither.
Now, how do you explain something so extraordinary it surpasses all known powers on Earth, hey? How you explain that, little brother? How you explain that?
Love.
Exactly.
Right.
And all miracles come from love, buddy. That's why at Christmas time, there's so many gifts. I just don't want you to pass yours up.
All right. What do I say?
Let your heart lead you for 8 seconds, brother.
8 seconds, huh?
8 seconds, all it takes to win, little brother.
All right, let's do it.
That's all it takes to win, little brother.
Luke on horse. Yeah! He takes a gold vase with flowers and rides away.
Let's go get her! Yeah!
Holly in backyard. She sits in the swing and looks at the sky.
If any of you are listening, just Please grant me this Christmas wish.
Luke rides fast along New York City streets. Slow motion of Luke as he rides. He weaves between trees. Holly on the bench. She smiles a little, then shakes her head and goes inside. She freezes. Luke rides into the yard. The horse rears up on its hind legs. Holly opens the door and comes outside.
What are you doing here? You crazy cowboy.
Christmas is the time to be with the ones you love. I'm looking for my soulmate.
Yeah? What's she look like?
Oh, she's real beautiful. She's prettier than a Texas rose, and she's real smart, too. She's the kind of girl that can teach you to ice skate by day and show you the stars by night.
She sounds amazing.
She is. And I'm crazy about her.
You are?
Yeah. From the second I saw you, I knew I'd love you for the rest of my life, Holly Jensen.
She pulls him close, and they kiss.
Okay. What about Adam?
We broke up. I fell in love with a cowboy.
He lifts her up. Betsy watches from inside.
You get your Christmas wish, Betsy?
Oh, I did.
You always do.
Luke hands her flowers.
You found camellias.
Anything is possible at Christmas.
I guess my mom was right. It only takes a New York minute.
To do what?
To fall in love with your soulmate.
Wow, Bill was right. True love really does conquer all.
They look at each other. Luke looks up at the starry sky. They kiss.
Wild Bill was a wild one, and he loved a pretty young filly named Josephine.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bill didn't come home. That was the last time that he would be seen.
They get on horse.
Camellia. I will help you up.
For Christmas.
Hold on to the horn.
He told her that he'd come home. As he swept her up into his arms, rode off to the stars.
They ride away. Betsy smiles.
While Bill was a wild one, and he loved a pretty young filly named Josephine.
Orion. Credits.